This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. When General Electric moves its headquarters to Boston's Seaport, it'll be surrounded by small startups, a large pharmaceutical company, and growing high-tech ventures. GE dwarfs these companies in revenue and worldwide influence, but analysts say GE's move to Boston is going to be a boon, both for it and for the smaller companies that make up the innovation ecosystem of Boston and Cambridge. We spoke with Bill Ouellette. He is managing director of the Martin Trust Center for MIT Entrepreneurship. He spent years both at large tech companies and at smaller startups that he founded. He can't overstate the importance of GE's move to Boston.
This is huge, and I'm not sure people really understand how big it is. Because the most overrated thing in entrepreneurship is the idea. What's much more important than that is having good managers, good process. We've had a shortage of that in the Boston area because we don't have those big companies. But having GE come back in allows us to get training for these people who will become entrepreneurs.
So how does that cross-fertilization work? Because, I mean, GE hasn't been that far away, you know, a couple hours down in Fairfield, Connecticut. What does it mean once these good managers, as you say, are in town? What does it mean for startups if I'm with a startup, say, in Kendall Square in Cambridge?
Well, more and more, it's a fluid membrane. It's not only a win for GE in that they get fresh thinking all the time. People go in and out of companies, and big companies see the benefit of this more so than they ever have. Because the people they get, they need to get them to be more innovative. They can't have this singular corporate culture. When they come into the company, they bring that kind of spark. When they leave the company, they bring into them this management expertise that's real. It's not just getting something in school, but it's actually managing people, shipping products on Friday, running customer service organizations.
Okay, so if a company like GE moves into a place that has an enormous innovation ecosystem already going, you're saying that one kind of win-win situation is for those people who are in startups to learn management at a place like GE, then come back and continue with their own sort of startup, continue on their own innovation track?
Exactly. And this has been one of the challenges that's been talked about a lot. How do we scale companies in Boston? There aren't enough examples. You have HubSpot, you have Care.com, you have PillPack, which is now doing it. But a lot of these companies require managers who have been trained before. So we're in Boston really good at getting companies going and getting 10, 20, 30 employees. But do we get those companies to get to be billion-dollar companies? And to do that, you need strong managers. And that's what we're going to get out of this new partnership with General Electric.
GE, though, seems so far removed from the startup that you might see even in the Seaport District right now of Boston. You know, this is old school industrial company that had been focused on light bulbs and X-ray machines and jet engines that now has become a software company deep in innovation. It's huge. Those people who are now in startups would seem to have very little in common with what GE is going to bring to town.
That perception is an understandable one. To connect the dots from where you are, if you're a 10-person startup, to the biggest industrial company in the United States would seem to be a big difference. However, the GE company has been getting down to make it into smaller and smaller entrepreneurial ventures, especially under the current CEO. It's digital healthcare. It's automation. It's the Internet of Things. When you have the same customers and you have a dynamic environment, you can bridge that gap pretty easily.
You're at the Martin Trust Center for MIT Entrepreneurship. Give us an example of what you would like to see GE do in terms of work with universities, something it says it wants to do as it moves to Boston.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. We've been working with GE already. GE Ventures Group has been involved with us supporting the MIT Clean Energy Prize. They fund competitions. And in return, our young students get real-world experience working in the industries to build up the industry expertise. And then ultimately, they can get jobs at these companies as well. So it gives a clear line of sight from the classroom to having an impact on the world.
Bill Ouellette, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill Ouellette is managing director of the Martin Trust Center for MIT Entrepreneurship.